Good morning, Shavua Tov. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Eidos, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. We dedicate the learning today, Lichvoid, Reb Levi Yitzchok Berditchev, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Rav Levi Yitzchok Bereb Meir, whose yahrzeit is today on the 25th of Tishrei, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'Sech Shar Chol Yisrael. Paragraph Hey, we're in the middle of discussion about the requirement to have two witnesses in a court of law, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas goydel ma'alas ha'sholem. Based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand the incredible importance and benefits of peace, u'genus ha'machloikes, and how terrible it is when people are in conflict. As the Medrash says, Sonui hamachloikes v'godoil hasholem. Hashem hates conflict and considers peace very, very important. Ki kol ma shenechlol in yoyser kama anoshim Yisrael yachad b'sholem v'ava, because the more people that you have, the more Jews you have joining together in peace and loving each other, nichlolin b'yoyser hanekudas hanal yachad, then the nekuda of each one of them, we spoke about a nekuda elyoina, nekuda tachtoina, and the nekuda of each one also joins together. V'nichlal b'yoyser b'chinas shaloi keseder v'b'chinas keseder. And this also brings about, increases the joining together of the aspect of shaloi keseder with keseder. In our discussion, we said this halacha is based on chapter 82 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about keseder, that keseder is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And keseder is Adam, man. Shaloi keseder is this world, which was created b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. Man was created on Aleph Tishrei. Tishrei is Tov Shin Reishut. It's the Aleph Beis backwards, upside down. So this world is an upside down world. It's Shaloi keseder. And Chava is also Shaloi keseder. In the name Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem, it's following the order of the Aleph Beis. It's not literally in sequence, but it's going in the proper order. Chava is out of order. Ches, then Vav, which is supposed to be before it. The Vav comes after, and then Hey, which is supposed to be before Vav. So, and we've been learning throughout this halacha that our mission is to merge the Shaloi Keseder into the Keseder, so that it should also become Keseder. Just like in marriage, where the wife becomes Nichlal in her husband. Shezeh ikar tikun kol ha'olamos. And this concept of the Shaloi Keseder merging together and becoming batel to the Keseder, this is the tikkun of all of the worlds, shenivru b'shvil zeh, which were created for this purpose. V'kamuvan lamaskil b'toyr anal, as is clear to a person who understands the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. V'alkein, Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol pam shoyo machlekes olav al aroin, omar v'nachnu mo. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we see there in Likutei Moran, that Rabbeinu Zal says that in order to rectify this Shaloi Keseder, a person needs humility. A person needs to nullify themselves. And when a person sees that things are going Shaloi Keseder for them, it's an indication that the person has godless, gaiva. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, the solution is to humble oneself, to nullify oneself. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we see that whenever there was conflict and opposition against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's response? V'nachnu mo, we are nothing. V'chein v'aharoin mahu kisalino alav. And so to where Moshe Rabbeinu said, my brother Aaron, what is he? What is he that you're arguing against him? He's not leading. Hashem is leading. We're not leading. Hashem is leading. Hashem is making the decisions. Ki ikar hatikun alidei b'chinas ma. Because the main tikun is through this aspect of ma. Ma means nothing. nothing in the sense of a person considering themselves nothing. Ki kol hacholkim hanilchomim negdoi heine bechina shaloika seder. Because all of those who oppose a person, who are arguing and going against a person, from that person's aspect, they are shaloika seder. They're out of order. They're wrong. Sheroitzim lahafoy choemes mi sidroi hamiti. They're trying to change the truth from its proper meaning, from its proper order. V'alkein hatikun lazeh b'chinas mo. And therefore, the solution, the correct response for this is mo shetzrichen levatel atzmoi b'chinas mo. That the person who's experiencing this machlokes, this opposition, has to nullify themselves in this aspect of mo. V'ideizeh yenichla al hakol b'chinas keseder. And by doing that, everything, all the shaloika seder, will merge and become part of keseder. Because remember, mo is also bigimatria adam, which is keseder, we said. Viz batel b'china shaloika seder. And all of the shaloika seder will be eliminated. Vaydezeh yizbatlu v'yipoilu kol hasoinim v'acholkim. And this will bring about the elimination and the downfall of all the enemies and all the opponents, sheyonkim misham, who draw from that place, mebchina shaloika seder, they draw from shaloika seder, ki hakoel nizbatel alidei bechinas ma, shehu bechinas keseder, because everything gets, all the negativity gets eliminated through this ma, which represents keseder. I remember seeing once in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal stresses what we say on Shabbos morning in the long Hoidu that we say, the Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Ki Lo Ilam Chazdoi, that chapter of Tehillim that we recite on Shabbos morning as part of the Shachris, all the way towards the end, it says there, Shebishifleinu Zochar Lanu, that Hashem remembered us and cared for us, Bishifleinu, when we were humble. And then it says afterwards, Vayifrakenu mitzorenu, and Hashem took us out of all of our problems, all of our suffering, all of our constrictions. So these two go together, that when a person is experiencing any type of suffering, opposition, that's all coming from the aspect of shaloika seder. And that the solution, one of the important solutions to this is shiflus, humility, for the person to humble themselves. Not to blame Hashem, not to be angry at Hashem, but to recognize that this obviously means that there are things that I have done wrong, that I need to correct. And for the person to feel that humility, paragraph of, v'zeh b'chinas tvilas mikveh. And this also explains the incredible importance of toiveling in the mikveh, dipping in the mikveh. Ki kol hatumois, this applies to women and to men. Ki kol hatumois nimshocha mebechinas shaloika seder, shu bechinas dinim. Because all forms of impurity draw from shaloika seder, from midas hadin, from the left side. Shemishom yenikas hasitrachra. That's where the sitrachra draws from. The word sitrachra means other side. Umishom kol hatumois. And that's where all types of impurity and negativity comes from. And when a person wants to purify themselves, tzrichin levatel atzmoi. One of the ways that a person accomplishes that is by nullifying ourselves. Bebechinas mo, going into that state of mo. Ulehikolel bebechinas keseder, and thereby become connected to the aspect of keseder. Vizeh alidei tvilas hamikva. And one of the ways that we accomplish this is by toiveling in the mikveh. Kishir mem so keneged mem yoim shebohem olam Moshe. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 82 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal tells us that there was a 40-day period when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur to be able to achieve a complete forgiveness for the entire Jewish nation, for the sin of the golden calf, the Egel HaZohov. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that v'oso derech kivusha l'tshuvanal, Moshe Rabbeinu trotted out a clear, solid path for tshuva for generations to come. We know the fact that we say tachnun, extra tachnun, on Mondays and Thursdays is based on Moshe Rabbeinu's journey to heaven. It says he went up on a Thursday and came down on a Monday, number one. And this 40-day period from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur has been designated for Klal Yisrael as an important season of tshuva. The Ashkenazim start saying L'dovar Hashem Oiri then, and we blow shofar every day. The Sfarim start saying Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way through Yom Kippur. So that 40-day period is a special period of tshuva. Rav Nosson Zal says now that the measurement, the amount of water, the minimum amount of water needed for a mikveh is 40 saw, which corresponds to these 40 days. A day has 24 hours in it. A saw has 24 lugin in it. And the lug is the standard measurement for liquid. So we see the comparison between the 40 days of tshuva and the 40 saw of the mikveh. Shalidezeh nichlal hakol bebechinas keseder. And Rabbi Nizal shows there that through a proper tshuva, everything, all the shaloi keseder, merges together and becomes nullified to the keseder. V'alkein, and therefore, alidei shenichnas b'meimei hamikveh sholmem so, by a person submerging themselves completely in the waters of the mikveh, these 40 so, bebechinas mem hanal, and this is also the mem of the word emes, if you recall. We spoke in the previous year about the word emes, that the aleph of emes represents keseder, because that's the beginning of the alphabet, the beginning of the aleph beis, starting from aleph, and the aleph is in the beginning of the word. The letter tof of the word emes represents shaloi keseder. That's the end, that's the back end, that's the last part. And the mem in middle is the bridge that helps us be able to rectify the shaloi keseder by merging it with the keseder. Shalidezeh nizbatlen kol hatumois. And this enables us to eliminate all types of tumah shenimshach mebechina shaloi keseder, which come from and draw from this aspect of shaloi keseder. Va'oila mituma letahara. And the person rises up and comes out of the tumah, out of the impurity, into tahara, into purity. Ki nichlal bebechinas keseder. Because the person joins with this aspect of keseder. And keseder means in good order, in proper order. Rav Nosson Zal adds here in brackets, va'ayin bekavonas. Take a look in the writings of the Arizal. Mevoyer, shemem so shebemikva, hem keneged mem yoim shalom oisha. The Arizal also makes this connection between the 40 saw of a mikveh and the 40 days during which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to achieve a complete forgiveness for the Jewish people. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh bechinas v'o'ida bo'mes hashamayim v'soretz. And with this we also understand why Moshe Rabbeinu makes a statement. I take as my witnesses heaven and earth. Because heaven and earth represent the upper nekuda and the lower nekuda that we spoke about in the previous year, and that Rabbi Nizal speaks about there in Likutim Ram, in the letter Aleph, and Rabbi Nizal speaks about in chapter 6 in Likutim Ram, about the letter Aleph, the diagonal line in the middle of the Aleph, and then you have the upper part of the Aleph and the lower part. And we said this represents nekuda elyoina and nekuda achtoina. It represents a person's highs and a person's lows.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So when we're bringing that 40, that mem, is this aspect of tshuva, is there shaychus between ma and this 40?
Could be. I don't know. I haven't seen that. But again, the mem of the word emes, that we had in the previous year, whether it's the mem of the shemo, that the shemo is yud ke vav ke, when it's spelled yud vav dalid, hey aleph, vav aleph vav, hey aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a little bit of a discussion regarding Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and connects it to what we've been learning till now. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, sheheim aseres yemei tshuva, keneged b'chinas yud hanal, shenase al yidei shenichlal b'chinas shaloi keseder, b'chinas keseder, kemoi shemavur shom b'ator hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that the special aseres yemei tshuva, the 10 days of tshuva, they correspond to the discussion over there in chapter 82 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the letter Yud itself, when we write it out b'milui, when it's spelled Yud Vav Dalid. You have the Yud, which is the upper part, the Vav, which is like a pipe sending down light to the Dalid. The Dalid represents Malchus, and Malchus is Shaloikis Seder. Rabbeinu Zal there has it in chapter 82 there, has a discussion about that also. Shenase alidei shenichlal b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder. We generate this yud vav dalid whenever we merge together the shaloi keseder with the keseder. K'moy shemavur shom b'Torah Nal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there in chapter 82. Ki b'rosh Hashanah nivra ha'olam. Because we know that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, which means man was created on Rosh Hashanah. V'chol ha'olam nivra rak b'shvil legalos malchusoy alidei ha'adam. And the main reason behind the creation of the world and all the worlds was for the sake of revealing Hashem's kingdom through man, human beings. Other things in creation cannot reveal Hashem's kingdom as well as we can. The Gemara says, Ein melech b'loyam, because you can't have a king without a nation. And again, those elements in creation which don't have free choice, the plants, the animals, the angels, they have no free choice, they're not really crowning Hashem. It's us human beings who have a choice whether to accept Hashem's authority or chas v'shalom reject Hashem's authority. When we accept Hashem's authority over ourselves, that's really crowning Hashem. That's really revealing Hashem's malchus. V'al kein kol ho'avoyda b'rosh Hashanah hu lichlo b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder. And this is why our whole focus on Rosh Hashanah is merging the shaloi keseder with the keseder. Shezeo b'chinas hamtokas hadinim. That's the concept of sweetening negative judgments. She'oiskim be'yoiser b'Rosh Hashanah she'yom adin, which we're involved in primarily on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment. Ki kol hadinim heim b'chinas shaloi keseder. Because all aspects of din, judgment, negativity, come from shaloi keseder. Shehu b'chinas dinim, which represents midas hadin. Everything is based on the name of Hashem, and especially the most basic name of Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. When Hashem's name is in order, is in good order, Yud Hei and then Vav Hei, that's joy, that's happiness, that's Keseder. That's the first letters of Yismachu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Let heaven and earth rejoice. That's Yud Kei. The first letters of those four words are Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. When those four letters are out of order, it represents Midas Hadin. When Hashem inflicted plagues on the Egyptians, it says over there, Hine Yad Hashem Hoyo B'miknecho Asher Basode. The hand of Hashem will be placed upon your cattle and it'll destroy them. The word Hoyo there is Hey Vav Yud Hey. It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei Shaloi Keseder, out of order. Out of order means Midas Hadin. Ki klal b'riyas ha'olam hu b'bechinas Shaloi Keseder neged Hashem Yisborach. Because the entire creation is considered Shaloi Keseder compared to Hashem himself. B'bechinas, as it says, b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. The world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is the Aleph Beis backwards. Tishrei hu b'chinas tashrak, shaloi keseder. Tishrei is like the Aleph Beis out of order, upside down. Because again, a kuf and a yud are interchangeable. Kuf is 100, yud is 10. In Mispar Koten, they're both the same. It's one. Ki bevadai, now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki bevadai gashmi es oilam, hu bechinas shaloikis seder, neged chochmosa yisporach, shu bechinas chochmo koyach man. Because if we compare the materialism of this world and of creation to Hashem, then for sure this world is a much, much lower level. This world is shaloikis seder compared to Hashem, who is especially compared to the chachma of Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Kutimran that the word chachma is koyach mo, the power of mo. Ki bevadai gashmias hu hahepech, because most certainly materialism, physical, is the opposite of chachma, which is spirituality. Hainu bechinas shaloika seder, it certainly is gashmias, it certainly is shaloika seder, neged bechinas mo, compared to mo. Ach behemis, however, the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, hein gevuroisov v'noiroisov. This is really what shows us Hashem's greatness and Hashem's awesomeness. Sheboro yesh me'ayin hamuchlot, that Hashem was able to create something from complete nothingness. He was able to create physical from total spirituality. V'hakoil b'shvil legalos malchusoi. And all of it, the most important reason for all of it is to reveal Hashem's kingdom, alidei ze daika, through this type of a situation, alidei sheho odom yamin boha emes, by creating man, who is a combination of body and soul, and a human being will get to a level where they believe in the truth, they recognize and believe in the truth. V'yevatel atzmoi, imkol ha'olam atolui boy, and the human being, the person, will nullify and negate themselves completely, themselves and every part of the world that's connected to them, nullify it completely to Hashem. V'b'chinas ma, for us to consider ourselves like nothing, v'yekasher tomid eloikusoi b'machshavtoi, and always bind our thoughts and brain to Hashem. Bibchinas, as the word machshava, Rabbeinu Zal says, is the words chashoiv mo. Think about mo. Think about, number one, that you are nothing, and think about Hashem, who is called mo. Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, when it's spelled a certain way, yud vav dalet, hey aleph, vav aleph, vav hey aleph. K'mo shekosuv shom b'soif ha-toyra nal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of chapter 82. Shalidei ze yachzir b'chinas shaloi keseder, shubchinas klal ho'ilam, shienichla b'chinas keseder. By a person doing this, by a Jew nullifying and negating themselves completely to Hashem, by accepting Hashem's authority upon myself completely and totally, through this b'chinas mo, by this I'm connecting the shaloi keseder, which is this entire world, and plugging it into keseder, into Hashem kavyochol. Sheze ikar hashlemus v'hamilui v'kiyum ho'ilam. And this is the real perfection and fulfillment of the purpose of creation of the world and the existence of the world. B'b'chinas l'Hashem ho'oretz u'maloyo, k'mo shekos l'shon. As Rabbeinu Zal over there explains this pasuk, that when the Oretz, when the earth and the earthliness is connected to Hashem, then it's maloyo, then it's full, then it has reached its state of fullness, completion, perfection. Any questions?
Yes. It's mashma from what the Rebbe is saying, and what Rav Nosson is saying, is that if a person is zoicha to bittel, then his life should be going keseder. But if you look at people like Moshe Rabbeinu and you look at the Rebbe, these were people who had complete bittul, we know. But yet we see that their lives seemed, from our perspective, that they were not necessarily keseder. There was a lot of manias, a lot of difficulties in their life, even though they were zeicha to the tachlis of bittul. So how does it fit into this Torah?
We're going to come to that. Meaning, they work on themselves and they work on the world, on improving and perfecting the world. until they succeed in improving and perfecting the world, unfortunately, there still is a sitrachra, there still is a midas hadin, there still are the people who oppose the tzaddikim, unfortunately. So the tzaddik, when he sees this, he knows what his response has to be to it. He knows that his response has to be this beetle, this maw. However, that doesn't, until Mashiach comes, it doesn't correct everything completely and finally. It accomplishes a certain major tikkun, but in terms of finishing the job, it seems that that'll only be when Mashiach comes. Mashiach is called Sar Shalom, and until he comes, unfortunately, the tzaddikim are doing everything they can to try to bring this about. But unfortunately, we are not there yet. We're not there yet.
It's a Sgula for us, but not for the tzaddikim.
It's for both. But in terms of it achieving the complete tikkun, we're waiting for that. We're waiting for that. Each time, okay. Each time that a person is mevatel himself, and especially when a tzaddik is mevatel himself, it's a major accomplishment. But we have no idea how much it takes to get to the finish line. Rav Nosson Zal continues now, v'zeh kol avoidaseinu b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is our whole focus on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nivra ha'olam. That's when the world was created. Shubachinas shalaika seder. The world is shalaika seder. Shubachinas dinim. She'oz oiskin lefarsei malchusoi. On Rosh Hashanah, we're involved in broadcasting the kingdom of Hashem. Asher bakol mashallah, that Hashem rules everywhere. That's what we say in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Dahainu shekol ha'olam shubachinas shalaika seder. Hakol nichlal boyisbar, shubachinas keseder. The entire world, which is one big shalaika seder, we're trying to plug it into Hashem, who is keseder. Ki einanu chelkim chasashon bechinas malchus latzmeinu chalila. Because we are not taking any kingdom to ourselves. We're not taking authority. We're not saying, I'm the boss, my house, my company, my family. We're saying everything is Hashem. La Hashem oritzim loya. Rakonu moidim umoidim ki malchusoi bakol mashal. But rather we admit and we proclaim that Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. Shehu yisborach moishel umoilech bakol. Hashem is the one who rules everywhere, over everything. Meirum kol dargin at soif kol dargin. From the highest levels to the lowest levels. Ad tachbis diyuta tachtoina, even all the way down to the lowest places. Ki afilu bi eser kisrin de mesavusa moisheles malchus isbara. Because even within the domain of the sitrachra, even within the 10 crowns of the sitrachra, Hashem is really in charge there. Vial kein oimrim b'chol habrochas b'Rosh Hashanah melech. This is why in all the blessings in Shmon Esrei that we say throughout Rosh Hashanah, we insert that word melech, melech, melech al kol oretz, meloich al kol olam kuloi. Ki ze ikar avoidas Rosh Hashanah legalois malchusoi. Because this is our main focus on Rosh Hashanah, to reveal Hashem's kingdom, asher moisheles bakoil, which rules over everything. B'chinas, and this also explains the important minhag that we have on the nights of Rosh Hashanah, that after the Shmon Esrei, the grand finale is, we recite a chapter of Tehillim. I believe it's Kapitel Chavdalid. Lahashem ho'oretz umaloyo tevel v'yoyshvevo. L'dovid mizmor, Lahashem ho'oretz umaloyo tevel v'yoyshvevo. That everything belongs to Hashem. Sho'imrim b'knisas Rosh Hashanah, which we say at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, meaning at night, then after the tefillah of Ma'ariv. Kal yidei zeh choizrim b'chinas shaloi keseder, shu klal ho'olam, shiyeh nichlal b'chinas keseder. By announcing this, we're returning the whole shaloi keseder, which is this world, which is the Oretz, we're returning it to Hashem, who is keseder. Shayidei zeh ikar hamtokas hadinim. And this is really what results in sweetening all negative judgments. hane'echazim bebechina shalaykes seder, which are attached to and draw from shalaykes seder. They draw all the negativity and all the dinim draw from shalaykes seder. Paragraph tes. V'zeh bechinas, and this is also what Moshe Rabbeinu says, ha'edoisi bochem hayoim es hashamayim v'soretz. I take as my witnesses today heaven and earth. Shekoyrin parsha zois tomid somoch l'rosh Hashanah. Ha'edoisi bochem hashamayim v'soretz is in parshas nitzavim, which is usually what we read right before or shortly before Rosh Hashanah. Kitzrichin shnei eidim daiko legalo yisemes mitoch hasheker. Because as we've been learning throughout this halacha, we must have two witnesses in order to be able to reveal the truth from within the untruths. Shehein bechinas shamayim v'oretz, and they are represented by heaven and earth. Shu bechinas mala umata, upper and lower, nekuda tachtoina, nekuda alyoina, the lower nekuda, the upper nekuda. Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk in chapter 6 on the Ketubah, im esak shamayim shamata, if I rise all the way up to heaven, Hashem, you're up there, I see you up there above me, va'atzia shoel, and if I go down to the lowest places, hineko, you're right there. Ki klal ha'toira hu emuna, because the entire Torah is all about emuna. Kol mitzvoisecho emuna, as it says clearly in Tehillim, all of the mitzvahs are emuna, faith. As the Gemara says, bo Chavakuk v'hemidon alachas, that Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he summarized the whole Torah. He based it on one item, emuna, shehu emuna. He quoted the pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichya, v'ikor hu emuna shetluya be'emes, k'mo shekosu malkom acher hu b'shtei b'chinas hanal. And true faith, which is dependent on truth, emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yaver, we say always, is in two aspects. Dahainu, shetzrichin lahamin b'shem yisborach, shehu yochid kadmoin hoyo hoy ve've'yia. We have to believe in Hashem, that Hashem is the one and only. He is the first, and He was, is, and always will be. U'kamoy shetzrichin lahamin v'metziyus yisborach, and just as we need to believe in the existence of Hashem, kein tzrichin lahamin shehu haboire hu hayoitzer hu hamanig. We have to also believe that Hashem is the one who created and leads, melech shalet u'moshe, the king who rules, u'mashgiach al kol dover, and supervises every detail in existence, meiroi shvat soif, from beginning to end. Ki kishe'eno imam in chas v'sholom, shehu yisborach moshe bakoel tomid, u'malchusoi bakoel moshe, because if a person does not believe that Hashem is ruling over everything all the time, during good times and during seemingly bad times, and that Hashem's kingdom is everywhere and in everything, if a person doesn't believe that, hu koifer, the person is considered an atheist, chas v'shon, u'mekatzeitz benetiyos, that person is chas v'shon in denial of Hashem, chas v'shon. This is a term that's used in the Gemara, mekatzeitz benetiyos, about an apikoros. V'alkein, ikur hu emuna, hu bebechinas v'yodato hayoim v'hashevoise levavecho, ki Hashemu elikim b'shomayim imal v'alaoretz mitochas einoid. Rav Nosson Zal says, and therefore, one of the clearest declarations of our faith in Hashem is this pasuk in Aleinu, which we say, where we say, you will realize, you will know now and convey to your heart this message that Hashem is the one in charge in heaven above and on earth below, and there's no one else other than Hashem that has this authority. Kitzrichin lahamlichoi lemalo ulamato, because we must declare Hashem's rulership above and below. Bashamay mimal varatz mitochas. Lahamin shemalchusoi bakoil moshova, to believe that Hashem rules everywhere, even in the churches, even in the places of the Sidrachra. V'zeh b'yatzmoi b'chinas Hashem hu hu elikim. And this is really the message that we're proclaiming when we say these three words, Hashem hu hu Elokim. Ki Hashem, Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Zebechinas Ma. That's the Ma. You remember, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when it's spelled a certain way, is Bigematria Mo, and it's called the Shem Mo. Ki Havaya, B'miluy Alfin, Bigematria Ma. Because Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when the letters are filled out with Alephs, is Bigematria Ma, 45. Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav, Hey Aleph. Velikim Bechinas Malchus. Whereas Hashem's name Elokim represents kingdom. Kamashikosov, as it says in Tehillim, Velikim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is our king from way back, from the beginning. So we see it's Hashem's name Elokim that's associated with kingdom. Hainu Leyached Bechinas Malchus, Bechinas Shalaika Seder, Bechinas Ma, meaning that what we want to do is we want to join together and unite the Malchus, which is Shalaika Seder, which is Chava. We want to use the word Melech also. Melech is Mem Lamed Chav. It's upside down. It's the Aleph Beis backwards. So Malchus is Shalaika Seder. We want to unite the Malchus, which is Shalaika Seder, Bibechinas Mo. We want to connect it with Yud Kei Vav Kei, with Mo. How? By realizing and believing completely that Hashem rules everywhere, top to bottom. Question in the chat. So when does a person lay low? When does a person have to be mevatel themselves? And when does a person have to stand up and do battle against evil? It's a good question. It's a good question. It seems that when the opposition is directed at me personally, then I have the right to do bittul. I have the right to accept it in silence, and I have the right, you know, and the right, the best thing is to nullify myself. I'm nothing. When the opposition is directed, chas v'shalom, against Hashem, or against the Torah, or against my rabbi, there I don't have that option. There, a person is supposed to stand up for the truth and defend the truth and try to do battle against evil. But even there, a person has to use discretion sometimes to know when by arguing or by saying something, it's going to help the situation or it won't help the situation. Sometimes, even in that kind of scenario, if a person knows that the other person, the other party, won't listen at all, then sometimes even then a person is allowed to and supposed to be silent. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people at Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, Hashem will do battle for you, Va'atem Tacharishun, and you be silent. And Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 6 quotes that pasuk, Doim LaHashem V'Hischoil Eloi, be silent for Hashem, V'Hischoil Eloi, the Gemara says, V'hu yapilecho chalolim chalolim. Hashem will slaughter your enemies for you. This does require discretion. It does require learning. It does require studying the tzaddikim and to see when and how they spoke out and when they didn't. And obviously requires tefillah, learning and tefillah to beg Hashem to guide me, to know when it's the right thing to speak up and when it's the right thing to be silent. V'alkein hakol haTorah nikro edus. And this explains why the entire Torah is referred to as testimony or witness. Kama shekosuv vayokem edus beYaakov. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 78, Hashem established the Torah for the Jewish people, and the Torah is called edus. Bechina shnei luchos ha'edus. And the two tablets that are called Shnei Luchos Ha'edus again. Shnei Daika, note that there are two. Kitzrichin Shnei Edim Daika, because we must have two. V'alkein Shnei Luchos Ha'edus Nitnu B'Yom HaKippurim. And this is why the second set of Luchos, the final set of Luchos, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom Kippur. Sheheim Gemar Ho'arboim Yom Hanal, which is the completion of that 40-day period. Shebohem Ola Moshe, during which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, Va'osa Derech Kivusha Lachuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu plotted out a solid path, a well-trodden path for tshuva, for us. Shehu b'shnei b'chinoi sanal. And the proper path of tshuva requires this two-directional, this du-sitri, as they say in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, im esak shamayim shamata, that no matter how far a person advances, no matter how high a person climbs, he never forgets that Hashem is still way above him, and he maintains humility, and at the same time, va'atziya shoel, no matter how far down a person falls, he never feels that he's too far, and cannot do tshuva, but rather hineko, Hashem is right there. I can reach out to Hashem even from the lowest, lowest places. Shehem b'china shnei edim, these are the two witnesses, b'china shamayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, malo mata, upper and lower, shemegalin ho'emes, which proclaim the truth. Shehu b'chinas roish toich soif. And again, the word emes is beginning, middle, and end. The aleph is the beginning of the aleph base, mem is the middle letter of the aleph base, and tof is the end. Ki ze ikra hatshuva kisheyoidem u'maminim shashem yisborach nimtza imoy tomed b'chol eis u'b'chol mekam yishu. Because this is really one of the most fundamental aspects of tshuva, the realization that Hashem is with me all the time, wherever I am. As the pasuk says, b'chol mekoymois memshaltoi, in all places is Hashem's kingdom. And if a person really realizes this, the person will be zecher to go in that path of tshuva which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared for us. Because the main power and the essence of the Yetzirah is all about lies. That's the foundation of all evil and impurity. As Rabbi Nezal expounds on this in chapter 51 of Likud Imran. How does this really operate? Ki betchilo machtiyeh sa'odom alidei shikroi. The Yetzirah starts off getting a person to commit a sin by lying to the person. Shemata oisei bekama minei hatois. The Yetzirah tricks a person with all kinds of tricks. He makes something bad look good. He makes evil look good, attractive, good, and to try to draw the person to that. And then afterwards, when the person realizes that they made a terrible mistake, and the person wants to do tshuva, machlish daitoi, the Yetzirah weakens the person. And he causes the person to lose all faith in themselves. And he convinces the person that forget it. You are completely disconnected from Hashem now, totally. You're so far to the point where you cannot do tshuva. Whereas the truth is the exact opposite of everything the Yetzirah offered. Ki be'emes malchusoi bakol mashallah. Because the truth is, Hashem's kingdom rules everywhere. Afilu be'eser kisrin nimisavusa. Even within the domain of the sitrachri, even within the 10 crowns of Tumah. Ukomei shekosov, as it says clearly in a pasuk in Chumash, hashoichen itom besoich tum oisam. Hashem, who resides with us, with the Jewish people, in our tuma, in our impurity, ukama shapirush Rashi, afilu kishem tmeim shchina imohem. Even when we are tame, the divine presence of Hashem is still with us. V'alkein tzrichen leida sheze ikar derech hatshuva shosa Moshe be'elul. And therefore, we need to realize and understand that this is the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu carved out for us during the month of Elul, especially during the month of Elul. Question, how do we connect to this today, the zman that we're in now, after the holidays? The answer is every day, every single day, each one of us has ups and downs. Today, on a certain level, we're still in holiday mode. Until after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, we don't say Tachnun. The entire month of Tishrei is considered holiday to a degree. There's no Tachnun. So on one hand, this is still a high. We're still on a high. On the other hand, the fact that the holidays are over, many people experience a Yerida. They're not on that same high that they were on during the holidays. Back to earth, back to earthliness. The phone calls and the bills and everything. And we need to know that we are in the best position to crown Hashem by showing that we believe that we're connected to Hashem in our highs and lows all the time and serving Hashem as best as we can during the highs and during the lows. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful week. The schus of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, whose yahrzeit is today, and all the tzaddikim should protect us and help us be zeicha to real tshuva and to shalom, ahava and shalom, and to a complete and final gula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen v'yamein.
Amen. Ken yotzah.
Amen.
V'hat tzaddikim amitim. That's what we're up to.